Welcome to the IC Maidan podcast. We are so glad that you've chosen to listen online. If you would like to know more about who we are, why we exist, our service times and location, or how you can get involved, then check out our website at icmaidan.com. We hope you enjoy the message today. All right. Welcome to IC Maidan. You guys doing good this morning? Yeah, you guys look good, man. Such a good day to be here at IC Maidan. If you are a guest, if this is your first time here with us, we are so glad that you joined us today. We're so honored. And my name's Adam. I'm one of the pastors here at IC Maidan, and I am just so excited and honored today because Pastor Chris, our lead pastor, has given me this opportunity to actually finish a series that we've been in the last several weeks called Living Generously. And I think it's been just an incredible series. And I was thinking about that this morning, just the whole idea of living generous, being a generous person, living a generous lifestyle, and it just reminded me of what we are getting ready to celebrate in just a few weeks. In just a few weeks, we have a very special holiday coming up called Easter. And at IC Maidan, man, we love Easter. This is such a big day for us, really because we are going to celebrate probably the greatest act of generosity and love that God has ever shown his people. We're going to be celebrating how Jesus gave his life up for us on the cross to pay for our sin and to give us an opportunity to live a life of freedom. So this week we've actually been getting ready and preparing some things for Easter. In fact, the IC Kids team, I was here yesterday and the day before that, man, they are working hard back there for your kids. They're getting ready for Easter. I think it's going to be so much fun. And we're even preparing stuff for you guys, for the adults, for Easter. So I would just encourage you, man, come and bring a friend, bring somebody. You know, this is a great opportunity. It's a big holiday for us. So just invite someone to come with you. Invite families, kids, you know, they're going to have such a great time. So we just encourage you to do that. It's going to be awesome. But today we are going to end this series called Living Generously. And I think today is going to be what I hope to be very practical and simple and hopefully really helpful for all of us. Today we're going to talk about how to actually manage our resources so that we can become generous, so that all of us, no matter who you are, where you come from, all of us can be generous. And you know, of course, when we talk about resources, that could really be anything that you can use to benefit somebody else, right? It could be, we could be talking about money, you could be talking about your time, you could be talking about your talent, even your possessions, right? All of these things are resources, but to keep it simple today and hopefully helpful, we're just going to focus on how to manage our money so that we can be more generous. And I think it's important because I think everybody really wants to be more generous, right? If you just want to be more generous, raise your hand, right? Probably most people would love to be more generous. In fact, you would probably never say, I want to be more greedy, right? Probably nobody would ever say that. And if you do, you would probably never admit that, right? Nobody wants to be more greedy. In fact, help me out for just a second. If you will, if you want to be more generous, you want to be a more generous person, just take a second, turn to somebody next to you and say, I want to be more generous. Go ahead. All right, now listen, if somebody just told you, I want to be more generous, this is what I want you to do. I want you to turn back to them and say, okay, prove it. Give me 100,000. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That would be nice, though, wouldn't it? Man, that'd be awesome. Half of you all got an extra 100,000 at church today. No. But yeah, I think everybody would like to be more generous, right? Everybody would like to be able to give more, to help more, to meet more people's needs, you know, to be a blessing. But I think sometimes we run into two different problems when it comes to us trying or wanting to be more generous. So So maybe you fit into one of these two categories. Number one, you want to be generous, but you don't have enough to share with others, right? That, I mean, sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we don't have extra, you know? So we actually can't be more generous. Or maybe this is more like you, number two. You want to be generous, but you end up giving too much and don't have enough left over for yourself. You know, this is a very real problem. Some of you probably know that. Some of you are probably thinking, yeah, that's me. You know, these kind of people, they find it hard to say no, right? You want to give so much. You want to help so much. You want to be a blessing that, you know, someone comes to you with a need, especially if it's a friend or a family member, and you're just like, of course, you know, you just give them the money, then you turn around and you're like, wait a minute, I was about to use that to eat lunch today. Like, now you're in a place where you don't have enough, right? That happens sometimes. People can actually become too generous. Now, that's something you may have not heard before, right? It's not often you hear people talk about being too generous, but this really can be a problem. If it becomes a habit, especially in your life, then it's really not healthy. And really, the Bible actually warns us not to be these kind of people. In Proverbs 22, it says this: do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts or other people's debts. It says, if you lack the means to pay, your bed will be from under you. In other words, don't give what you can't afford to give. If you're gonna give something to somebody, but then you're gonna turn around and it's gonna hurt you, and then you're gonna have a need, then it's probably not wise to give that. Or this in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It says, give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And then he says it again, give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Of course, I don't mean your giving should make life easy for others and hard for yourselves. Now listen, if you are this kind of person, you are someone that loves to give, maybe you find yourself being too generous, this should really bring some freedom into your life, right? It should bring some freedom to know that actually God doesn't really plan on you giving until the point that it begins to hurt you or begins to hurt your family. You know, sometimes you give so much, maybe it has an effect even on your family. This is not at all the way God designed us to be generous. This isn't his plan for us. In fact, he tells us his plan. He tells us how we should be generous and in what way we should be generous. So this is God's plan for those of us who he wants us to be generous. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It says this: God will provide, or God will generously provide all that you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In other words, he gives the farmer what he needs, and then once he's used that, that turns into something he can use to feed others. It says, in the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. In other words, God never meant for you to take what he gave you that's supposed to be to meet your needs and then give that to someone else to meet their needs. That's not God's intention. That's not his design. Instead, it says God actually wants to provide you with everything you need and then extra
And he says, I want you to take the extra and use that to be generous with others in your life. God wants you to be generous with the extra. Now, I know what some of you are thinking right now, right? Some of you are thinking, well, that's exactly why I'm not generous, right? That's why I can't give because I don't have extra. Now listen, I would be willing to bet that if you asked anybody in this room, hey, do you have extra money? Like, do you feel like you just have more money than you know what to do with? Probably nobody would say yes, right? Probably all of us feel like whatever money we get is just enough for us, right? It's just enough for my needs. It's rare that we feel like, oh, we're just making so much extra money, right? But God says, no, I provide for your needs, but I also give you extra. So how does that work? Well, this is what I believe. I believe you don't need anything more than what you have right now in order to begin becoming generous. I think everybody in this room, I think God has designed it so that everyone in this room can begin being generous right now. And you don't actually need any more than you already have. So today I want to help us talk about a plan. In fact, my mom, when I was growing up, she taught me a lot about planning, especially when it comes to money. So for the next few minutes, I'm going to talk a lot about my mom because she taught me a lot about this whole idea, this whole topic. And one of the first things she told me, she said, Adam, when you get money, you've got to have a plan. If you have money, you've got to have a plan. She said, because you have to tell your money where it's going to go. You don't get money and then let your money say where it's going to go, right? No, you've got to have a plan, and you've got to decide, this is where my money is going to go. This is how I'm going to use my resources. So, you know, she said, I have to have a plan. Another word she would use often was the word budget. You guys know the word budget. That's not a popular word. I know. That's actually kind of a really boring, depressing word, budget, right? Because nobody likes sticking to a budget. But actually, this is very important. And the Bible even teaches us about planning and budgeting, especially when it comes to our money. It says in Proverbs chapter 21, it says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Or you could say it like this, good planning, good budgeting, and hard work, discipline, right? Sticking to the plan, sticking to the budget, that is what will lead you to having extra, to having more than you need, right? It says, but hasty shortcuts, you know, things like quick, get-rich-quick schemes, you know, people that are just waiting, you know, one day I'll have more than enough when I get, you know, a big bonus. Or, you know, people that are just waiting for some large amount of money to come in. In fact, this happens often if you look at people who, especially in the States, they win the lottery. Normally, people who play the lottery are people that don't really have extra money, right? They're playing the lottery in hopes that they win and get a bunch of money. But statistics show that most of the people who win the lottery go broke within the next few years. Why? Because they got rich quick, but they didn't know how to handle that kind of money. So they just spent everything they had. And that's what the Bible is talking about. It's saying, listen, you've got to have a plan, and you've got to work hard at keeping that plan. So for just the next few moments, I'm going to give you three tips. I'm not going to, you know, go into, like, all the boring details of making a budget. You guys didn't come to church to hear all that. But I do want to give you three things that my mom taught me that I think have been really helpful in building my plan and coming up with my plan for my money. So here's number one. Number one, start small. Start small. This one's important. While some people may not be able to give a lot, everybody can give a little. Everybody can give something. Sometimes, you know, when we think about being generous, we think, oh, I have to give a lot of money, right? If I only give a little, then I'm not really generous. I have to give a lot in order to be generous. But actually, the road to becoming generous is taken in small steps. If you want to become a more generous person, you don't have to just give away a lot at one time. Just take small steps and keep taking those steps forward. Start small. In fact, Pastor Chris, this last week, he reminded me of something kind of funny. In the States, that happens when you go to maybe like a Christian concert. Sometimes in the States, you go to a Christian concert and they're singing the worship music and it's great and you feel awesome. And then about halfway through, somebody will come up on the stage and they'll start talking to you. And they'll start telling you, you know, this story. And these guys, they really know how to communicate well. And so, you know, they've got you focused and listening, and they're telling you this story, and usually it's a story about, you know, a child that's in need or a child that can't afford to maybe go to school or can't afford to eat, you know, on a regular basis. And they're telling you this story, and man, you're feeling terrible, right? You're like, man, I should do something. Like, I want to help, you know. I want to help provide for that kid. But then you have that thought, well, what can I really do though? I don't have enough, you know. Like, I don't have extra. And it never fails. The guy speaking, he'll always say something like this. He'll say, listen, you might be thinking, well, that's great, and I wish I could meet that need, but I don't have enough, right? And then he'll say, but listen, actually, it's really simple. If you will give up one Starbucks cup of coffee a week for 4 weeks, he said, you can afford to feed a child for a whole month. And then you're like, wait a minute, what? Like, one Starbucks cup a week? In the States, everyone drinks Starbucks. So he'll say that, and you're thinking, man, because, you know, a lot of people in the States, they drink Starbucks every single day, you know? And so now you're thinking, man, I could give up one Starbucks a week, you know, and help feed a child for a month. Like, that's easy. I could do that. And the reason he says that is because he wants you to realize that you don't actually have to give a big amount to make a difference. Just give something, right? Just give up something in your life or make a little bit of an adjustment in your lifestyle or the things that you consume on a weekly basis. And instead of consuming that, take that and use it to bless somebody else, right? So you can start small. You don't have to give a lot at one time. Take small steps forward. Okay, number two. And this one is kind of interesting, but number two, it says, give a fixed percentage, not a fixed amount. Now, this is something my mom taught me as well. When I was growing up, she would call this percentage giving, right? Percentage giving. In fact, it wasn't just about giving. She said, you need to put percentages on where your money goes. So you need to save a certain percentage every time you get paid and give a certain percentage every time you get paid, right? So percentage giving. Let me give you an example. You know, whether you get paid, I don't know, once a week, once a month, let's say you make 2 million rupiah. And like I said, we should start small, right? So if you want to start giving, you want to start being generous, just start small. Maybe you would want to give 5% away, right? So if you make 2 million, how much are you going to give? You're going to give 100,000, right? Now, when you think about that, you give 5% away, 100,000 out of 2 million, probably anyone could do that, right? Anyone could probably give 100,000. And so she taught me, listen, just give a percentage and stick to that percentage, because that's something you can do every single time you get paid, right? So if your income goes up and you make 3 million, and you give 5%, then you're going to give, I think, 200,000. I didn't do the math there. I'm so sorry. I prepared the other math. I didn't prepare that one. But as your income goes up, if you use percentage, you can actually give more, but you're still giving the same percent. And so this is just a helpful way to be able to organize where your money is going and keep it consistent. In fact, the Bible, believe it or not, teaches percentage giving, especially in the Old Testament. Many of you have probably heard the term tithe, right? Or give your tithe. This was an Old Testament term that God used to teach his people how to give. And so when God wanted to teach his people, hey, this is how you give, he encouraged them to give 10%, right? Give a percentage every single month. And so that's how he even taught his people to give. So I think that that is really helpful. All right, and then number three. This is my favorite, but this one can be very difficult, and probably no one likes this one. But number three, don't be hasty. Be consistent and save. Now, that's the word that nobody likes, right? Save. I can see it on your face. You're like, no, don't talk to me about saving. Nobody likes to save. In fact, when I get my money, when I get paid, I don't really, the first thing I think about is never saving. You know, I get paid, I'm never like, ooh, I can't wait to like put that away and never use it, right? Nobody likes that. And if I do start saving, and let's say I've got, you know, a good amount of money in the bank, it never fails. I see something I want, and I'm like, oh, man, look, I have all this money I've saved. I'm just going to use it. I'm going to spend it, right? Then you're back down to zero. So saving is not really fun. It's kind of difficult. But I will say this, man, this is so important. It's so important. Even the Bible teaches us to do this. Look, in Proverbs chapter 13, it says, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. In other words, money that you get all of a sudden, just like we talked about earlier, people that win the lottery, that kind of money, when you get that, you just spend it because you never really had a plan. But if you will little by little put that money away every time you get paid, right? Take a percentage, just like my mom taught me, put that away. Eventually, that begins to grow, right? In fact, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? You would say it like this, sedikit demi sedikit, lama lama menjadi bukit, right? Yeah. Thank you. But it's true, man. If you put little by little away over time and it grows into a bucket, right? Listen, I don't want just a bucket full of money. I want a bucket full of money, right? The only way that you can do that is by little, consistently over time, every time you get paid, take a little bit and put it away and don't touch it, right? Just leave it there, and eventually, man, that's going to grow and become a big bucket. Now, there's another scripture I love in Proverbs 21 that talks about this. It says, the wise people have wealth and luxury. Wise people have more than enough. But fools spend whatever they get. In other words, fools, whatever they get, they just spend it. They don't save it, right? They don't put anything away. They just spend it. Now, that I know is some strong language, right? Fools spend whatever they get. But why do people who spend whatever they get, why are they fools? Why is it foolish not to save, not to put away little by little? Well, let me give you an example. If you drive a vehicle here, I drive a van, and it never fails. If you own a vehicle, if you drive a vehicle, man, over time, eventually, something unexpected is going to happen to that vehicle, and you're going to have to pay for it, right? Something you didn't plan, some kind of emergency. I mean, you know, maybe like you're driving down Dr. Monsure, and you guys know the Oncotes, man, they just come flying past you, and they swerve in, you know, and maybe they take your mirror off, or they put a dent in your bumper, right? Guess who's going to pay for that? Not the Oncote driver, right? You're going to pay for it out of your own money. But now listen, what happens if you don't have any money to pay for it? What happens if you don't have anything extra? What are you going to do? You're going to borrow it, right? Maybe you're going to borrow it from a friend, or maybe you're going to borrow it from a family member. Well, then once you've borrowed that money, what should you do after you borrow that money? You should start paying them back, right? You should start little by little. Every single time you get paid, take a little bit and give it to them to pay them back for what they gave you, right? So listen, either you've got one of two choices. Either you're going to start little by little putting some money away into your own bank account so that it can grow and so that you can use it for emergencies or things that are unexpected, or when something does happen, you're going to be forced to give little by little every single month into someone else's bank account. Right? I don't know about you, but I'd rather put that in my bank account, right? And so that's the idea behind saving is putting it back so that if something happens, man, how much freedom would you have if you could just pay for it right there immediately, right? You don't have to ask someone for money. You don't have to ask for a favor. You don't have to go into debt, right? Immediately you can pay it because you've been saving little by little. You've been building a big hill full of money for your needs. The other reason I think this is important, especially from God's perspective, is that really God never intended for you to rely on someone else to meet your needs. That's never God's plan. Actually, God says that He is your provider. He wants to meet all of your needs, both, you know, the needs that you know that you have and even the needs that are going to come that are unexpected. God wants to meet those needs in your life, and so that's why He's shown us in His Word how we can handle what He's given us, manage what He's given us, so that He can meet our needs and give us extra so that we can be generous. Now, I know, you know, probably some of you are thinking, why in the world are we talking about this on a Sunday, right? I'm sure you guys didn't come to hear about these kinds of things, but why is it so important? I think it's important because of this. Our resources are not really our resources. They're God's resources. I think it's important for us to talk about this because really everything that God gives us comes from Him and belongs to Him. And so I think it's really important as Christians, as followers of Jesus, that we learn how do we manage this money, these resources, our time, all of these things that God has given us. How do we do this in the way that He has planned for us to? In fact, I love what David said in the Old Testament. David said, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from You, and we have given You only what comes from Your hand." Now that's what David said, but look at what God says in Psalm chapter 50. God says, "I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, because every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, because the world is mine and all that is in it." In other words, everything belongs to God. And at the end of the day, he doesn't really need anything that we can offer him. He has it all, right? So if that's true, why does God encourage us to give so much? Why does he encourage us to be generous? If everything belongs to him, man, he could do anything he wanted with any resource that he has. Why does he encourage us, his children, to be generous, to give? Let me explain by telling you a story about my own life. When I was growing up, you know, I told you my mom, she would teach me all kinds of things about especially money and managing and things like that. And every single month, she would give me an allowance. Like, she would give me just a certain amount of money. And she didn't really give it to me because, you know, I deserved it. I think she gave it to me so that she could teach me how to use it. So every single month, she would give me some money. And I remember one year, it was her birthday. And I was excited about her birthday, and I really wanted to get her something, right? I wanted to go and make her feel special, get her a gift or whatever. And so I took some of my allowance, some of what my mom had given me, and I went to this store and I found these earrings. These earrings, they were like, I think they were gold and red earrings. And my mom, she loved red. Red is her favorite color. And so I was so excited, you know, when I saw them, I thought, man, she's gonna love these. And you know, I was just a little boy. So I didn't really have a lot of money. And the money that I did have, again, came from her. It came from my mom. And so, anyways, I bought those earrings, and I took them back to the house, and I got my dad. He helped me to wrap them up and package them really nice. And so I was so excited. I went to my mom on her birthday, and I gave her this gift. And so she opens the gift, and she's unwrapping it, you know, and she takes it out. And she opens the little box and she sees these earrings. Now listen, these earrings were not like nice earrings, right? I didn't have the money to buy her anything nice. In fact, if she went to the store, she would probably never pick these earrings out because they're just cheap, you know? They're just cheap earrings, something that she probably would never even wear. But man, when she opened that box and she saw these earrings, her face lit up, right? She had this smile, and she kept telling me, man, this is so great. Thank you so much. I love these so much. You know, I know she was probably lying. That probably wasn't true, you know? She probably didn't really like those earrings, but it wasn't about the earrings. My mom didn't love that gift so much because the gift was expensive or because I earned some money and went and bought it, you know. I mean, even the money came from her. I mean, she bought her own gift, you know. The reason that was so special to my mom was because her son had taken what he had and he chose to go and do something special for his mom. He went because he was excited, because he loved his mom, and he wanted to show his mother how much he loved her. He went and bought this gift for her. That's why my mom loved it so much. That's why it meant so much to her when I gave her that gift. And I believe that's the same reason God encourages us to give. Why? Because not only does God love you and want to love you and show you how much he loves you, but our God is a God of love, and God desires to be loved by you. God wants to love you and be loved by you. That's his goal. That's his plan all along. He wants to have a relationship with you that's built on love. And so he gives you what you need and a little bit more. Why? Because he wants to see what you're going to do with it. He wants to see, does my child love me? Is he going to use that to build my kingdom or to help my children that are in need, right? Our God is a God of love. That's why I think it's so important for us to learn how to be people who live generously. Would you stand with me this morning? I just want to take a moment before we end this series. I want to take a moment and pray for all of us in this room. Jesus, we're so thankful today. God, we're so thankful that you are a generous God. Lord, just like we talked about earlier, in a few weeks, we're going to celebrate your generosity. Jesus, we're going to celebrate about how much it is that you love us and how much it is that you've shown us your love. And Jesus, I pray that during this season, when we begin to think about your love for us and your generosity, Lord, that we would be overwhelmed. And Jesus, that we would be encouraged to offer our love back to you, Jesus. God, that we would begin to become a people who live our lives generously. Lord, who have open hands, God. Who are willing to say, you know what? Everything I have comes from God. And so I'm going to use it the best way that I can so that I can be a generous person. Lord, I pray that we would be people who are generous with all of the resources that you've given us. Lord, generous with our time, generous with our talents. Father, generous with our money, generous with our possessions. Lord, even generous with our love, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We love you today, Jesus. God, I pray that you would bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen.